Support for this program is provided by Chevron, the human energy company.
Hey, this is Politico Energy. I'm Josh Siegel. If you're wondering whether Donald Trump's guilty verdict last week lost him any powerful supporters, well, it looks like Big Oil is still mostly backing the former president. In fact, some sources are saying Trump has only seen increased support from the oil and gas industry, which, as we know, is a powerful political ally of his. Now, there are industry executives who are tired of Trump's constant drama and are also growing nervous about Democrats' attacks on their businesses. So today, I chat with Politico's Ben LaFave to learn more about how the industry is viewing Trump and Biden after last week's verdict. It's Monday, June 3rd.
So before last week's verdict, sources I talked to in the industry were, I guess I have to divide it almost into two sets. There is the old guard kind of true believers. These are the guys who are donating like hundreds of thousands of dollars to Trump's reelection bid. Interesting thing here is that, for example, Continental Resources chairman Harold Hamm and Energy Transfer CEO Kelsey Warren, these guys and a handful of others have backed Trump now, but those two in particular, during the primaries, they were backing first, I think it was like Ron DeSantis donating to his primary run, and then after DeSantis dropped out, to Nikki Haley. And then they kind of came around to Trump, and now they're kind of back in the fold, but they've been giving like a lot of money. I talked to a few others kind of in that crowd, and the thought was, well, even if we're not 100% happy with Trump personally, we're going to prefer his policies to what Biden's given us. And the industry tends Republican, and these guys were just kind of falling in line and backing the Republican nominee. When I talked to folks after the jury in Manhattan reached its verdict, there's just a sense of like, look, we knew this. I mean, this is all baked in. We've had Trump on being this major political figure for almost a decade. So we kind of knew what we're getting into. We might not like it personally, but his policies supposedly going to be better for business. So they're kind of resigned to that. And they're saying, to a certain extent, they're giving the line of, you know, oh, well, this is just going to make his supporters gung-ho about supporting him. And they're just kind of like, well, it is what it is, and we're going to keep supporting it.
And in your reporting, you kind of note that some in the industry are outwardly backing the former president, you know, giving him money, but you're reporting some are kind of keeping their heads down given everything that's transpired. So why is that?
There's a sense that, as I mentioned earlier, there's, you know, Harold Hamm, Kelsey Warren, Jeffrey Hildebrand, the CEO of Hilcorp, which is like, you know, the big oil company in Alaska, and a few others are like this group of true believers for Trump and who are happy to donate hundreds and thousands of dollars. Harold Hamm's given like not only, you know, six-figure personal donations to Trump's different campaign committees or the PACs that are supporting him, but also Continental Resources gave like $1 million to Trump's reelection efforts. But a lot of folks are kind of like, look, all these headlines that are coming out where Trump's demanding like $1 billion from the industry to help his campaign, or that industry lawyers are looking to draft language for Trump to sign when he gets into office. This is the work of some companies, but a lot of us just don't want to be that tightly tied to such a divisive figure in the public mind. So they're kind of like, we're just wanting to get back to business. We don't want to be part of the political drama anymore. The tighter we get tied to Trump, the bigger the target on us is for Democrats. So we just want to kind of do what we've been doing, make the deals we want to make, pull the permits we need to pull, and just try to stay out of the political drama. So that's kind of their thoughts.
Yeah, interesting. And you know, you mentioned Democrats. Of course, they haven't hesitated to really hammer Big Oil, partly as an election year tactic. Also, you know, obviously concerns on the substance that, you know, this kind of activity is wrong. But can you talk about how industry is reacting to Democrats really amplifying their targeting of this industry?
Well, on one hand, some are saying, well, yeah, this is election year politics. This sucks. But, you know, we know that, you know, the different sides are going to try to make their different political points using us either way. But the other side is also, well, why shouldn't we support Trump even after this verdict if what we're getting from Democrats are accusations of price collusion, of misinformation regarding climate change? Their thought is, well, again, as I said earlier, we might not be happy with this verdict personally, but when you look at, hey, business is business, it's either the Dems who are attacking us or continue to back Trump, who's, you know, 100% drill, baby, drill.
And of course, even with that said, there does seem to be some nuance with the oil and gas industry and its feelings on Biden's policies. So, I mean, are we seeing industry trying to reach out to his campaign? We know they like some of IRA, for example. How's that working out?
You're seeing, besides the folks who just want to keep their head down, it was interesting that the American Petroleum Institute, the big trade association representing the major drilling companies in the U.S., reached out to Biden, inviting him to meet with company heads. The industry took a lot of flack for the meetings they've had with Trump, where, again, as we and others reported, Trump asked them for $1 billion. And that opened up another congressional Democratic investigation into whether there was any quid pro quo done at this meeting. The API came out in its letter and said, well, look, you know, we meet with different candidates. This wasn't any different. And they specifically invited Biden to meet with industry heads on his own and say, hey, look, we'll set up a meeting. Come over here and we'll try to have the same sort of conversation we had with Trump. And the API actually mentioned in its letter, too, the API itself does not contribute to presidential campaigns. The White House, you know, I asked, hey, Biden might take him up on this. And so far, I've heard nothing on that.
Also, Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm is urging electric utilities to build new nuclear power reactors, just like Southern Company did. That's what Granholm said during a Friday speech at the Vogtle Power Plant in Georgia. That's where the first new nuclear reactors were built in the U.S. in more than 30 years. As we've talked about before, the completion of those new units appears to have renewed interest in building large reactors. One last thing. Politico hosts our second annual Energy Summit this Wednesday, June 5th. Here, Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm, White House Climate Advisor Ali Zaidi, several members of Congress, and more discuss how governments are writing and rewriting new rules for the energy future in the U.S. and around the world. You can learn more and register at politico.com/live-events. For more news on energy and the environment, subscribe to our free newsletter at politico.com/power-switch. And subscribe to Politico Pro to read our morning energy newsletter. Some of the music in today's show is composed by the mysterious Breakmaster Cylinder. And that's our show. I'm Josh Siegel, and we'll see you back tomorrow.
Support for this program is provided by Chevron, who is innovating to help responsibly meet rising energy demand across their U.S. operations, like at their Gulf of Mexico facilities, which are some of the world's lowest carbon intensity operations, helping supply energy that's affordable, reliable, and ever cleaner. That's energy in progress. Learn more at chevron.com/meetingdemand.